It's Thursday, the 12th of February 2015, still in Hong Kong. I had a very good evening last night at the Waka Mess with Linda Sim from the Marco Polo Club and with Mark. The food's really excellent there. The environment leaves a little bit to be desired, but apparently it's becoming well known and very popular on TripAdvisor. And I think Linda enjoyed the food greatly, hadn't been there before, and I don't think she'd heard of it before, so she's going to spread the news. First job this morning is to go down to TST, to the YMCA hotel, and get my hair cut. And then back to work for lunch with Alex and two guests, and then I'm going to make a short video recording in the afternoon for the MOOC. The hairdresser I'm going to has a good story attached to it at the YMCA, which I've told many people about, and I put in one of my blogs, actually. I went down once there years ago to get a haircut, and there was a little older lady sweeping up the hair on the floor, and I walked in and asked if I could have a haircut, and she indicated I should sit down. She didn't speak any English as far as I could work out. She gave me a really nice haircut, one of the best I've ever had, and when I asked how much it was, she indicated that it was $100, so I gave her $100. That's 100 Hong Kong dollars, about 10 UK pounds or 15 to 20 US dollars, and thought no more about it. Then I went back there a few months later when I was in Hong Kong, and the little lady was still sweeping up the hair, and there were a couple of hairdressers there, and again I asked for a haircut. They indicated I should sit down, and one of them gave me again a very good haircut, and I took $100 out of my pocket to hand it to him, and he shook his head and indicated no, you pay it at the desk at the shop next door, and he gave me a receipt, or at least a small invoice, for $110, which is actually the price. So I went and paid it, and then realised as I walked away that the little old lady who was watching me, I rather think she recognised me, had taken my money before. She just put it in her pocket and earned herself $100, and she wasn't actually the hairdresser, so I thought it was a really funny incident, and I haven't seen her there the last few times I've been there, but I thought she's pretty smart. But anyway, she gave me an excellent haircut. I didn't mind at all. I'm in the hotel lobby waiting for the shuttle bus to take me down to TST. TST is Tsim Sha Tsui. It's part of Kowloon, which is popular for hotels, restaurants and tourists and westerners. Anyway, I'm looking across from Kowloon here to the island. In fact, you can't see the island. The reason is the pollution that I mentioned the other day when I was running has just come in thick and fast. It's absolutely shocking. Running is completely out of the question. So I won't be doing any running again over the next couple of days I'm here. I got to the gym this morning. I'll just make up my mind to use the gym tomorrow morning and Saturday before I leave. It's a shame, because the weather's actually quite pleasant otherwise, and I've never seen it as bad as this. I managed to get my hair cut without any difficulties, and back up to the poly to do some work. Just had lunch with Alex Malasiotis, the head of school here, along with my colleague Mark and Dr. David Ashell, who's Associate Dean from the Faculty of Health and Life Sciences at Coventry University in the UK, who's visiting various institutions here. Alex seems to be listening to my podcast, which is interesting, so he'd picked up I was a little bit unhappy about the teaching yesterday, so we had a chat about that. I was very pleased, though, especially to hear from Alex that the predictions that we made on his behalf for the research assessment exercise here in Hong Kong in terms of the gradings of the papers were almost spot on, which was very useful to know. Glad I got that right. So we're meeting with Alex tonight for a drink and then going out for something to eat with our old friend Fawing Ji, who is a graduate of the University of Hull, and I was the internal examiner for his PhD. And Fawing's been looking after me in one way or another since I've been coming to Hong Kong. Looked after my wife and I very well when we first came here for the first 2 years. So always looking forward to seeing Fowey and catching up. He knows everything that's going on the island, so that's always useful.
put that on there.
Okay.
Always good fun. That's great. Thank you. Are you going to ask me the questions, or am I just going to? Well, how does it go?
She can ask you
some
questions.
I don't know. You can ask me. You wanted me to say for a start. Hello, I'm Roger Watson. See you on the course.
Yeah.
That was your first start, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I'll do it. I can do that quite soon.
Okay, I'm doing some final adjustment to camera.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I never know what to do with that. What are you going to see, all of me or just the top part?
Just the upper part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. I can sit like that. So you want me looking at Sarah, yeah? Or in between?
Sarah,
yeah.
The front time, you can look at that camera as well.
Yeah. It should be most comfortable.
Audience, more
right,
sense
okay.
of like
well, no problem looking at Sarah.
Yeah, of course. We enjoy it. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So, are you all ready? Okay, have that one start recording?
And clearly, we can do it a couple of times. We'll have a look
yeah.
at it. If it's not any good, that's fine. Okay.
We can do it
in
one go. Yeah. Good
I
day.
Doubt
yeah.
it very much.
yeah. Are you ready? And then. Start.
Okay. Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the course. I better not do that, but I get there. I'll do better do that again. That's no good. Okay, I better do that again. Let's do it a few seconds. Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the course.
Good. Thank you.
Is that all right? Then
yep.
carry
so
on. Oh, yeah, okay.
The second part, introduce yourself.
Right, I'll sort it down here. Okay. I'm the Professor of Nursing at the University of Hull, and I'm a biology graduate from the University of Edinburgh, and I've been teaching biology to nursing students for over 20 years. I'm also the author of Anatomy and Physiology for Nurses, published by Elsevier and now in its 13th edition. Anything else you want to say? Yeah. Okay, good. Right. Now just give me a second.
Yeah, to fit that. So
what is the course called? Is it just called Human Anatomy?
Yes,
Human Anatomy.
What I want to do is to introduce human anatomy and physiology to the nursing students who may be looking at this MOOC. Is it okay to call it a MOOC? Sorry,
yeah.
Start again. Yeah, okay. I'll start again. What I want to do is to introduce. What I want to do is introduce this MOOC on anatomy and physiology to any nursing students who may be watching it. Anatomy and physiology are two of the foundations of nursing. We need to understand how the human body works, we need to understand how the human body reacts in illness, and we need to be able sometimes to explain to our patients what they're experiencing when they're ill. And we also need to be able to communicate with our fellow medical and allied health professionals. I'll give that a break there. Sense. In this course, you're going to learn about the structure, the function and the control of the human body. You're going to learn about the logic of anatomy, building up from cells, through tissues, organs, systems, up to the whole organism of the human being. For each of the systems, you're going to find out what it's made of, what it does, and how it's controlled. And also, you'll learn something about what happens when that control system goes wrong and how people react to that. And also, what you can do. Can't read the bottom bit there. I can't think of much else to say. Actually, I've got a finishing bit to that. Is that?
It's okay. We can do the editing.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say an ending bit to that. So once again, welcome to this MOOC on anatomy and physiology. What's it called again?
Human anatomy and physiology.
Human anatomy
and
physiology.
No physiology.
No physiology. I said that at the beginning.
ANAC.
101X.
I'm happy to do all this again.
That's
again.
That's right.
N101X. X means polio X.
Yeah. Are they not learning? About, are they only learning about anatomy, not physiology? Or
not
they,
physiology.
Ah, okay. In that case,
but that's okay. Just now, yeah, because it's together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'll finish off. I'll do the first bit again. Okay, I'll do the first bit again. But okay. Hello, my name is Roger Watson, and welcome to this MOOC, ANA. 100X.
101.
101. Easy to remember. Just been in Taipei. Okay. Hello, my name is Roger Watson, and welcome to this MOOC on human anatomy, ANA 101X. I think the middle bit's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to attenuate. I'll do the third bit again. Okay. Anatomy is one of the foundational subjects of nursing. We need to understand the structure of the human body in order to understand its function and how it's controlled. We also need to be able to explain to patients what's wrong with them when they're going through an illness, and we need to be able to communicate effectively with our fellow medical and allied health professionals. In this program, you will learn about the structure of the body and the logic of anatomy, from cells through tissues to organs and systems, and ultimately the whole organism. Anatomy helps you to understand the physiology of the human body and also how it's controlled. So once again, welcome to this MOOC on human anatomy. My name is Roger Watson, and I look forward to seeing you at some later stage on the course. Thank you. Okay.
Excellent.
Make sure that's okay. You sure that's okay?
Yeah.
You want to watch it? You want to see it? And
yeah.
You want to
replay?
You want to see
it? Yeah, that's a look, yeah, because I've got a lot of when I finish of not sort of looking at the camera and then doing something stupid. You always look idiotic in these things. That was me making my recording for the MOOC. That was quite good fun. As you can hear, it took a few takes, but they were very good, very helpful. It was really well set up, and I got some pretty good photographs taken afterwards, which I hope they'll send me, because I need a new profile picture. So that was good. Look forward to reviewing it online when they produce it, and not much I can do about it from a distance if it isn't right, but I think it should be okay. I think I got everything in there eventually. Now I'm waiting in my room in the hotel for a very important and possibly quite difficult phone call, which I'm not really looking forward to at all. Hi, Dr. Tamara. Hi. That was my phone call with Tamara Lucas from The Lancet. Tamara's been the Lancet contact for our Lancet Commission on UK Nursing, which I've been chairing up to this point. I say up to this point, but because by the end of the day my Lancet commissioners will know, and I'm sure it will quickly get out, that I've decided to step down from the lead of the Lancet Commission. The reasons, of course, will be given to my fellow commissioners, and I will meet with them again and will talk this through with them. But I don't feel able to carry on for a wide variety of reasons, mostly to do with me, my workload, and really with my enthusiasm for the project. The project is good, but I just don't feel I'm the person to take it forward. And I think that sometimes good leadership involves seeing when others can lead, perhaps, where you can't. I'm quite sure I can't. I've got a clear idea of who should be leading this. Don't know whether that person will take it on or not, but of course whoever takes it on will have my full support. Whether or not I remain with the commission or not is another matter. I kind of doubt it, but I want to leave it until the next Lancet meeting to
discuss that and not to say anything in public which could jeopardise the commission. We've taken a lot of public criticism so far on Twitter and recently on the pages of the British Journal of Nursing, which is really quite hard to understand, and I want to make it absolutely clear that these are not the reasons I'm stepping down at all. I'm quite happy with criticism, whether I understand it or agree with it or not, but I really found the criticism very hard to understand. Part of the criticism has been that we aren't completely representative enough. I'm not entirely sure how we make something completely representative. There's word about having practitioners on. How many? Who would they be? How do the student nurses, the public, get represented on it? It's just impossible to please everyone. It's not been a representative commission. I know that the Royal College of Nursing are not happy that they're not represented on it, but it's not a representative commission. It's a commission set up by the Lancet, and it's a commission on which people sit in their personal capacity. However, there are several fellows of the Royal College of Nursing on there, so the Royal College of Nursing, in a sense, is already well represented. Everyone has worked in practice at some point, even though we may be seen as ivory tower academics. Don't think that really matters either. And we are the people who are on the various committees, international and national bodies, who actually know what's going on at a policy level and to some extent at a practice level. And all we're doing or proposing to do is to make some proposals that will change the direction of nursing over the next 25 to 50 years. Still, everyone's a critic.
After dinner with my old friend Fowie G, another day ends in Hong Kong. Fowie's good company and a very loyal friend. When my wife Debbie and I came here first of all in 2003, he looked after us very well, and he's met at least one or maybe two of my children when I've brought them out here with me. Fowie is very knowledgeable about what's going on in the region and caught us up on what's going on in Shenzhen, just across the border, where various hospitals are being set up by universities in Hong Kong, mainly to do with medical tourism. But there may be opportunities there for continuing professional development, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Tomorrow I spend 6 hours with the master students, the ones I've just been teaching, consulting with individual groups on their projects. This is always interesting, challenging. They've got lots of questions and lots of anxieties, so I'll report tomorrow on how that went.